The Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network over at noodle.mx and is sponsored by me and my company, D. Joseph Design. Check out my portfolio over at djosephdesign.com and contact me through all the means that we share in the podcast to find out how I can design podcast art for your podcast or design a website for you or presentations or whatever you need. Check out the portfolio at djosephdesign.com. The Ramen Noodle is also brought to you by Forgiving Birds, from the Amish programmers who brought you the hit Farming Simulator 2010 and the producers of the action-packed movie Amish Grace, comes a not-too-addicting game, Forgiving Birds. Download Forgiving Birds from the newly launched Abacus App Store. Abacus App Store. Say that a few times fast. Abacus App Store.
The AAS.
Hi, I'm Linnea Malley. This is a song that I wrote called The Facebook Song.
It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 61, Soliciting Illegal Feedback.
Facebook, stop wasting all my time. I know it's my fault for logging in, but I'd rather blame you than myself. Facebook, oh, it would be sublime if I could erase you without being disconnected from society.
Welcome back to another episode of The Ramen Noodle, seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day.
Or evening.
Or evening, or whatever time it is when you listen to this. I am your host, The Ramen Noodle, also known as Daniel J. Lewis. And joining me in studio is, in his normal beautiful chair, is my co-host, Jeremy, also known as Fleegon.
Also known as Cahost.
Cahost?
Yes.
Is that like coast, but just pronounced weird?
It's like co-host, but pronounced weird.
Oh, yeah. Cahost. You have to have the right emphasis.
That's right. On the right syllable.
Yes, and all of that. You know, emphasis is actually a mispronunciation. It's not a matter of how you emphasize it. It's just a mispronunciation.
Emphatically.
Yeah. But anyway, moving on from there, thank you for joining us. You can follow me on twitter.com/theramennoodle. Jeremy is on twitter.com/Fleegon. And tune in again next... No.
Wow. That was the best episode ever.
I just thought I'd get that out of the way up front. Well, we've got some funny things in store for you because we asked the question... Well, we asked for funny holiday stories. So this is going to be a... We could call it a theme show because these are stories along a theme.
Ting, 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 ting. Imagine Jingle Bells as I theme. Do this.
Was that you?
No.
We just heard a loud...
Sounded like a smoke monster.
Which does remind us, though, or remind me of what I have to share from last week. Funny stuff that's happened within the last week. Well, we just now heard a loud vroomin noise from somewhere.
A loud vroomin noise?
I thought it was something Jeremy made, but it turned out it was my wife upstairs moved the kitchen. Moved the kitchen.
That's what it sounded like.
The kitchen is almost right above us. But last week when I was recording, we had recorded the Ramen Noodle. And right after the Ramen Noodle is when I record the Audacity to Podcast. I record that at 8:30 Eastern time. And right now we're recording this and we started somewhere around 7 o'clock Eastern time on Monday nights, evenings. Monday night evenings, yeah. So last week we recorded the Ramen Noodle and then I recorded the Audacity to Podcast.
Tap.
Yeah. My wife knows that I record the podcasts, and usually she's good about like keeping the noise down. And now that we've got a puppy, she'll hold the puppy so the puppy doesn't make noise and stuff. So the recordings will sound a bit better. Well, last week I just finished recording an episode of the Audacity podcast. So it was about 9:15 in the evening. And I was just hanging out in the chat room, chatting with some people, answering some questions. And then I hear this loud sound going, boom, boom. I can't repeat it down here, but it's this loud bang, bang, boom, boom, boom upstairs.
Turns out Batman was here.
I'm Batman. Maybe we should have Batman boot camp.
Why do you want a podcast about me?
So, I knew that she knew I was podcasting.
But knowing that she knows that he knows that she knows
that I was podcasting, I thought she also knew that I'd ended, because sometimes she can hear what's going on down here from upstairs, or she might have left it playing live, like she's listening live right now upstairs, so we hear her delayed laughter from down here. And 5, 4, 3, 2, I heard a chuckle. So I assumed she heard that I had finished my podcast recording and was just being funny by making all this noise upstairs, like throwing boxes on the ground or moving things around. So in the chat room and with the people who were hanging out after the show, I said something like, my wife must know that I'm done recording because she's making all this noise upstairs. And the noise kept continuing. Like every now and then it would be this boom, boom, boom. And it would just get louder and louder and louder. And at some point, like after maybe 10 or 15 minutes of this going on, I say to the people in the chat room that I'm going to go upstairs and check out what's going on. And I should probably go anyway. And so I go upstairs and she's not in the kitchen. And my first thought was, uh-oh, this is going to be one of those awkward marriage moments where somebody in the house ran out of toilet paper.
What?
But I also thought, no, that sound didn't come from there. The sound came from the kitchen. Now, you have to understand something about my wife.
Okay.
If you've heard our past episodes where my wife has been in the podcast with us, when we told like our funny wedding stories and honeymoon stories and how we met and all of that, she's a very soft-spoken person. Sometimes like she speaks too softly so that I don't hear her, but she's very soft-spoken, very kind and very loving. And she's aww, listening to this right now. So I'm trying to rack up points right now.
Five.
But four. She does not pound things. It's not in her nature to pound things. And she doesn't have temper tantrums or anything like that. And the sounds...
That's probably good. Unlike you.
The sounds... I started thinking about this. This was all happening within the span of like 5 seconds that my brain was processing through this. I realized that the loudness that I was hearing was from boxes hitting the kitchen floor that were too big for her to lift. So I started to think, oh no, what if something happened to her? So when I get to the kitchen,
start looking under all the boxes, like maybe she held it overhead and then just, boom, just flat. You're whistling for your wife too?
George Bailey did it, although Mary wasn't his wife yet. It's a Wonderful Life reference.
Spoiler alert.
But the pounding was coming from the back door. And I heard her this time when I was upstairs in the kitchen. I heard her saying, come on, Daniel. And I suddenly realized she's locked out of the house, because we have those kinds of doors that have a bolt lock and a handle lock. We never use the handle lock, because if we do, there's a chance someone could get locked out. Well, it's a twist lock. So it's very likely that one of us, when we went outside, accidentally twisted the lock with the handle and locked the door. whoever it was probably that went out before she did. I don't remember if she had gone out or if it was me, but so somehow this door ended up being locked and she was trapped out there. And this was one of the coldest nights in the last week. She's out there freezing. This isn't funny, Jeremy. Don't laugh.
Sorry.
This is my wife we're talking
about.
I'm
glad you survived, Jenny. Or did she?
So she's out there pounding away on the door. And like I said, she is not a pounder or a yeller or anything like that. And she even said that the neighbors kind of poked their heads out to see what was going on or turn on their lights or something. And
oh, they're having their first fight.
That's exactly what I thought the neighbors would think is, oh my, they just got married. Now they just had a huge fight and Daniel locked her out of the house.
What a jerk that guy is. I can just hear it now. Now you're known as the guy who kicked his wife out of the house in the cold without a coat.
So I've thought about things like putting up a sign in the front yard saying, it was an accident, I wasn't angry, or just telling my neighbors. Or just best thing is probably just to let it go.
Probably.
It's water under the bridge now.
Just, you guys should just make a point of kissing anytime you're outside. So that they'll go, oh, look, they're happy.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do that. And then,
but not when I'm here, please.
Some old guy on the porch could say, why don't you kiss her instead of talking her to death?
He could?
It's a Wonderful Life reference, number two.
Spoiler alert! Dang it. Oh,
yeah, stink. He gets rich in the end, by the way.
Man.
So what's happened funny with you in the last week, Jeremy?
Well, I got another Chick-fil-A promotional thing. Free food is good.
I saw that, but I never got signed up for it.
Oh, that's a shame. Spicy chicken biscuit. Mm. So I went for breakfast and I had a leisurely morning and it was kind of crowded in there. And there were these three people, two guys and a girl at this other table, and they were being rather rambunctious. I was probably grouchy because I hadn't had coffee yet. And they were kind of slightly annoying me. You know, you ever have one of those moments where the whole world just kind of annoys you?
Yes.
Well, in this case, that wasn't one of those moments. It was really kind of just them.
The entire world of annoyance was wrapped up in these two people.
Three.
Oh, three.
Eventually, they left. And they were really only bugging me because I was sitting at a table that was sort of awkwardly in line of sight with them. I don't know. There was just nowhere really great to sit where I felt either alone or... Anyway, there's this... I could go into the logic of my brain of where, how to choose where to sit in a fast food restaurant, especially when you're by yourself.
It's like a dog looking for a place to poop. It's a process of elimination.
Okay. I'll agree with the last part. So I finished my leisurely time at Chick-fil-A. And I went over to Best Buy on the way out because I thought, I'll go look at iPhone 4s, even though I don't know why I was thinking they would have them because they aren't authorized to sell them as far as I know. So I go in and I head over toward the Mac area and guess who's standing there checking out the MacBooks? The same three people.
Now, are these the people who previously had a shotgun in the restaurant or something like that?
No. Okay. I don't know these people. And if you're listening, I'm sorry. I'm sure you're really a lot of fun. So I went and I looked at other things, you know, so as not to have one of those, oh, you're the guy that was at the restaurant moments. And so eventually they left. I went back toward the MacBooks and I'm looking at them, even though I have a MacBook. And I get down to the end, like, you know, the cheapo white, it's not cheapo, but the cheaper white MacBooks. And I move the mouse so the screensaver clears. And guess what the wallpaper is? It's a picture of those three people standing in front of the MacBook. And the guys are standing, are making really, really weird faces. I then took a picture of this laptop with said mugshots on the screen. They took a picture with the webcam and made it the wallpaper. It's kind of a good idea. But they were stalking me without even realizing it. And if I was the one stalking them, it was accidental.
Wow.
And I didn't even take the pictures until they, you know, put the wallpaper on the computer. And I thought it was funny. They left the pictures. It's like reverse stalking. They go everywhere I'm going to go, and they leave pictures. It's kind of creepy.
The best kind of stalker, stalk from the front. Whatever that means.
If you know what I mean. Sorry, you made me say that. So anyway.
Will we have that picture in the show notes?
We can. I think we should.
Yeah.
They left it in public. I think it's fine to post.
We'll see if any of them listen to the podcast.
We will. So if you think this might be you that I'm describing, go check out the show notes and let us know.
Oh, and speaking of show notes,
my new best friend.
That Facebook song from the beginning will also be in the show notes, so you can check that out.
Yeah, the end, it gets better as it goes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the show notes will be at theramennoodle.com/61. And you can check that out. Well, this week, because we've asked for feedback and stories to go along with a certain theme, which will be our featured story, there isn't any specific feedback to share. Like, well, there is specific feedback, but I mean, we're not going to have a feedback themed section. That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
And however, we do want to start soliciting your illegal feedback or legal feedback for a future episode to be recorded probably the week after Valentine's Day. We want to hear your
show title.
We want to hear your funny stories having to do with Valentine's Day or just any kind of funny relationship stories, like romantic relationship stories, anything along that. It doesn't have to be Valentine's Day centered or had happened on Valentine's Day or February 29th or anything like that, but funny relational stories or funny Valentine's Day stories or funny date ideas.
Yeah. Oh, I got to play those.
Yeah. So you can check that out. Send your feedback to us at feedback@noodle.mx. That's the email address, feedback@noodle.mx. Call in to 859-353-4332 or leave a comment on the show notes, theramennoodle.com/61. And by the way, if you email your feedback, you can send an audio file, but audio files, any kind of feedback, may be edited for brevity and clarity. That means to make you short and not sound stupid.
Or even remixed to make you funny.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do that sometime. Take something that totally wasn't funny at all, which I could do that because someone sent me something that's totally not funny, but he didn't mean it to be funny.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or it meant it to be funny. It really wasn't.
Only that person knows what I'm talking about. They sent me a Christmas story that... Anyway. Moving on.
That's nice.
So send that to us. Again, feedback@noodle.mx or 859-353-4332. And also, while you're planning your future life around our podcast, check us out on Monday nights live on noodle.mx/live. Starting at 7 p.m. Eastern time is The Ramen Noodle. That's this podcast, the Clean Comedy Podcast. And also at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time is The Audacity to Podcast. So check that out Monday nights at those times. And in the chat room, we've got a bunch of people in there, and it's great to have those people there with us. And I'm not going to mention their names because they'll start spamming the chat room if I do. So come back and join us back for another live show when you can. So moving on.
And now it's time for the weekly noodleism, the part of the show where the ramen noodle takes a common figure of speech and noodles it.
This week's noodleism comes to you from the lovely Flegon.
These descriptors, my goodness. All right. This week's noodleism is bashful. We all know, I hope, what bashful normally means. It's kind of shy, or I believe the dictionary definition is reluctant to draw attention to oneself. Well, you also know the word hateful. Uh-huh. It's kind of filled with hate or possessing the attribute of hatred. So maybe bashful actually just means you are filled with the desire to bash. And this could be physical bashing, as in just smashing with a hammer. Or it could be bashing as in, you know, see that guy over there? What an ugly Christmas sweater. Bashing verbally.
You and Christmas sweaters.
I know, right? You could be filled with the desire to bash, or you just have the quality of bash. You just have a tendency to bash things. Certain people are bashful in that way. Or, I mean, a hammer, let's face it, it's one of the most bashful things in existence. It just exudes bashfulness. Many things are bashed. Also, crowbars. Mm-hmm. And rebar. And Roseanne bar. So yes, if you hear bashful, or if you just care to use it sometime this week, use it that way. When you get mad, say you're bashful.
I like it. I like it.
I like it a lot.
Very good.
You're making me so bashful, I'm gonna... Well, anyway, I will omit the violent part of that
because this
statement.
Is a family podcast, a clean comedy podcast.
Clean. We wouldn't want to get blood. Anyway.
not like the ninja movie that came out last year that was so bloody, there's even blood on the logo.
Bashful ninja movie.
The bashful ninja.
New episode segment.
From the makers of Forgiving Birds comes Bashful. No. Oh, you know, the holidays have come and the holidays have gone.
No way.
What happened?
Oh boy, this is going to be good, I can tell.
So we've asked people for funny stories about the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and we got some funny stories from these people, and also we have some funny stories to share ourselves. So I think, right? You've got funny stories, holiday stories to share too? Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's?
I don't think I have any more, but I can make some up.
Okay, good. And I've got a couple or one or so to share as well. So... first, starting out, Scott sent us an email, and he said this. When my grandpa got me my first bicycle, I wasn't quite sure how it worked. I sat down on the seat and put my feet on the pedals. I guess I was putting some weight on them because the bike started going forward, and I wasn't expecting that. I yelled, "Where is it taking me?" I was pretty freaked out. That's from Scott.
Oh. Maybe you should read it again in your female voice that you used a minute ago.
No.
That I forgot to compliment you on.
You're too late.
Dang it.
You're way too late for that. Also, Justin, the little airplane boy, which, by the way, we just recently watched. You'll find out why I call him that in a minute. My wife and I just recently watched Up, and this makes me think of Up. And
have you seen the sequel, Down?
Or is that the prequel?
I'm not sure, but what goes up must come down.
So here's Justin's funny holiday story.
Here, Space Turtle, Justin Lemester here from thespaceturtle.com, where you can get my hit, not new story. Send in from Smashwords. There's a link on the website. I say it's a hit because I've had hits on the site. Anyway.
Your mom's hitting on your site.
I just want to say I got some kind of not wonderful news today. And
way to bring down the podcast.
Directly related to me, but it will heavily indirectly relate, I guess. Anyways, and I was able to listen to the show, the latest episode, about zippers and buckyballs and eating the heart out. And it was funny. and just kind of helped make the day work day, because I'm at work. First things I hear at work is bad news. It's like, oh. Anyways, it wasn't work-related bad news either. I still have a job. So. Anyways,
right.
Though, it was nice to listen to some funny people. I was able to listen to some other funny people, other podcasts. And I just want to thank you for being funny. Because it was good. And I heard about this guy somewhere. I don't know where I heard about it. It'd be funny if I heard it from this podcast. But his fly was down. And he realized it, but he was speaking in front of this group of people. So he thought, oh, well, I'll just stand behind the podium and zip up. And nobody will know. And then after he was done speaking, he sat down and realized it was a podium you could see through. So everyone saw him zip up, which is hilarious. So, alright. I'll talk to you later. Call in the Twitter's at Chivalry Bean, which is Chivalry B-E-A-N. Alright, bye.
This other guy wouldn't happen to have been you, would it?
Justin.
If you hadn't finished with a funny story, I was going to, you know, be doing the sniffle thing because it was touching.
So the reason why that ended up in our featured story is not due to my mistaken tagging of the voicemail, but because his is a story that very closely resembles It's a Wonderful Life.
Spoiler
alert. He got some really bad news, and then he jumped in the river, and everything was better.
Oh, wow.
So jump in a cold river, and everything else seems funny to you.
I'll bet that's true. But, you know, we don't endorse jumping in rivers.
No.
Right. You know, except safe rivers in the summer from a good, you know, safe place.
Yeah, or rescuing angels. Right. Ms. Wright wrote in to say,
finally!
Sorry, Jeremy. It's spelled with a W.
Oh, okay.
And this is Ms., not Miss. So I don't know if she's...
What's the diff?
She might not be available.
I should know this.
Anyway. Yeah, anyway. She says, it was Thanksgiving 2009, and my whole family, about 20 people, was gathered at my parents' house for Thanksgiving dinner. My dad asked for someone to say the prayer, and my 20-year-old nephew volunteered. He started normally enough, but toward the end of the prayer, he said, as you tell us, Lord, and second opinions, the journey is always shorter at both ends. And boy, is that ever true. Amen. The funny thing is that most of my family do not know the Bible too well, so most didn't get it. I know there was no second opinions in the Bible, but I didn't say anything. My uncle, that is a pastor, got it, and after about a minute or so, said to him something like, what was that scripture again? My nephew broke out in laughter. LOL! It is an epic moment in our family, and we were laughing about it this Christmas too. I hope you and your listeners enjoy it. Thanks for your podcast and keep it up. Thank you, Ms. Wright. And
cricket.
Then, yeah. Well, let me share something funny that has happened before in my Christmas. Is Christmas is supposed to be the time of year that families get together and they celebrate in all of these different ways and such. But I have always in the past enjoyed certain not so major traditions about Christmas, like eggnog or like making eggnog, which was something that lasted about 1 year. Because
what,
I tried
the making of it?
Yeah, the making of eggnog.
You made eggnog that lasted for a year? Yeah. No wonder you stopped.
I was following these recipes for different eggnog that I wanted to try and make because I like eggnog. And I wanted to see if I could make my own eggnog in my own image and likeness. And so I got what? Several recipes. I got several recipes
Your
for eggnog.
Your shirt does kind of look like eggnog.
It does. I got several recipes and started trying them. And I wasn't really keeping track of things as I was making these, and realized that by the end of making several of these within a week, many of these eggnog recipes that I was making involved no cooking at all. Okay. Which means for a week I was drinking raw eggs. And it did not sit too well with me.
Oh, how do you
well,
make...
Well, actually, no, I take that back. No, wait. Yeah. Yeah, it didn't sit well with me because it wanted to get up, dance around, run around, run out.
Really fast. I have no idea how you make eggnog. I guess I would not have assumed that a cold liquid involved cooking.
Well, the eggnog that you buy in stores is pasteurized, which is kind of like a cooking process, but it's not raw eggs. What you get in the store does not contain raw eggs. Just so you know. Okay, continuing on. Ian sent in a voicemail, and Ian was up way past his bedtime.
Okay.
Because he was... As you'll hear, he's in very hushed tones while recording this voicemail. And Ooh. His first voicemail was much longer, and I asked him to shorten it and because I didn't want to edit it.
So it's not so much whispering as it is seething with anger that you asked him to re-record it.
It sounds like, recorded this in his bedroom late at night. Well, he even said, and the one I didn't use, he said it was 1:53 a.m., way past his bedtime. So he recorded this from his bedsheet tent that he made and sent this in to us.
Hey, Rama Noodle. This is Ian Harasne in the forums live chat room. So now you know how to pronounce it, so get it right. Okay, now that I'm done with that, I'm going to tell you my holiday story. Now, I know I'm a bit late, but I'm a guy, so I'm going to be late. All right, so every year, my aunt takes me and my sister out shopping for Christmas presents for our parents. This year, I had already gotten shoes for my dad.
Spoiler.
I wanted to write a song for my mom, so we just went back to her house, and my sister made coupons, and I wrote my song. All right, so I was done writing my song, and I had all the lyrics written down on a piece of paper, and I had my back pocket, right? Okay, so every time after we go on this outing with our aunt, we go to lunch afterwards. After a long discussion about where we should go, we went to a stir-fry place. Yum, yum. It was a very hearty meal, and I had to go to the bathroom afterward. So, while I was in the bathroom, somehow, legs, which are still in the back pocket, fell into the toilet. Now, let me tell you, they were not fully emerged. And, yes, they were still floating on top. It was still mostly partially dry. So I decided that maybe I won't be able to remember the lyrics. So I decided to put my hand into the toilet bowl, not the actual toilet water. Toilet bowl. Actually, it wasn't water. Never mind. And fish out the paper. So I flushed. I brought the paper over to the sink and got paper towel, wrapped it up in the paper towel, and stuck in my pocket. I haven't seen the lyrics since. I memorized them without even trying to. So it turns out I never needed to do that anyway.
Ew.
That is my holiday story. I hope you enjoyed it. And remember, my name is Rosny.
There are two other ways of telling this story. One, take that whole account about him talking about how his lyrics dropped in the toilet and they were floating there, but they were kind of dry. Take that whole part of the story and remove where he says the lyrics.
No.
The other way of telling the story is, now I cannot at all do justice to the middle school drama voice that James Kinison could do back in the late Nobody's Listening podcast.
Days. Era. Time.
Yes. But the way that you could simply retell that story is I wrote some music for my mom, but I dropped it in the toilet and I had to flush it. But that's okay because I remembered it.
You could do that. I just thought, you know, his song was going down the toilet, but he pulled it out. You could, it's literal and perhaps, you know, could have been figurative. I'm not going to criticize a song I haven't heard.
Mom, I wrote this song for you. Sorry, it's kind of crappy.
There it is. Which, so I'm like, there are jokes to be made here.
Which reminds me of when, I think I've told the story before, a little boy in a Sunday school class was writing a card to his mom. And in the card to his mom, he says, "I love you even when you smell like poop."
Oh, wow.
I think he has younger brothers and sisters.
That's a great way to give your mom a complex for life.
And in the chat room, of course, they're referring to Julian Smith TV from YouTube as a line that he says in every one of his little videos. Is the boy hands his, hands his music to his mom. Here, I made this for you.
Oh, so that's an actual reference
I made this for you.
See, I am completely oblivious to this.
That's okay.
I need to catch up on my web memes of the week.
Of the week.
Month, year, I don't know.
Of the minute.
Sure.
Okay. This is a Twitter world.
I did see that name today, but I didn't watch the whole video. Oh, it was the, racist coffee.
And you could also see it as...
Cricket.
Never mind. I'm not going to go there.
Okay.
You can fill it in with your own ideas.
Tell your own story. That's how we're going to do next week's show. We should be like, come up with some funny stuff, think about it, laugh, have a good week. It's an entire episode right there.
Yeah, so thanks for those stories and email and voicemail and such and funny holiday stories. It was great to know that you guys had some funny holidays, and thank you for sharing those with us. Now, thanks. Jeremy, do you have some other funny stories that you want to share?
Well, there was this Christmas party, and everything was colored blue, and we ate blue food. Oh, wait, no.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, bringing up that story again, we recently had leftovers.
Oh, and I was wondering if you would eat the leftovers.
The blue Christmas party kept on giving.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Enough said. The chat room remembers.
Now combine that story from a previous episode, either 59 or 60. Combine that story about blue with the feedback we got from someone who said that their crap was green because of the blue Christmas party. Combine that with Ian's voicemail.
No.
And you get the song A Blue Christmas.
Oh, man.
Okay. Maybe not. Another story from my history of Christmas and Christmases is...
So this is brought to us by the ramen noodle of Christmas past?
Yes.
Okay.
When I was a kid, I used to enjoy dramatizing things, or I had a wild, vivid imagination and wanted to be someday a movie actor or...
Who was also a superhero.
Yeah. And my sister and I had decided that we were going to write our own tale of A Christmas Carol and perform it for our family. But thankfully, it never happened, because if it did, it would have been a bomb. I mean, like a bad bomb.
It wouldn't have been the bomb, just a bomb.
Yeah, it would have
bombed.
Which,
as we all know, those are different things.
Yeah. The bomb, a da bomb, and bombing. Yeah.
Yes.
Two different things. But we had like Santa Claus in it and Ghost of Christmas. Oh, it wasn't like Ghost of Christmas Past. It was something weird. Ghost of Christmas a few days ago, or I can't remember. 12 Days of Christmas. No. So if you want to share some stories for us in our upcoming featured episode where we talk about romantic stories or funny romance things or Valentine's Day things or whatever, that will be recorded the week after Valentine's Day. So we're not going to have an episode on February 14th, Valentine's Day. So we'll record it the week after February 21st.
That's what 21st. The schizophrenic said. I'm okay. Not going to have an episode. Anyway, I apologize to all the schizophrenics, both of you.
Yeah. I'm flashing a really bright light at you right now.
That's not.
Oh.
Anyway, moving on.
So send us those stories, feedback at noodle.mx or call in to 859-353-4332 or leave a comment on the show notes at theramennoodle.com/61. And by the way, I know there are a bunch of people out there listening to our episodes, but you're not subscribed.
No way.
Yeah. It doesn't cost anything to subscribe. Just click on the buttons in the upper right side of noodle.mx or theramennoodle.com and you can subscribe to the podcast through whatever your favorite means is. And hopefully we can get promoted as like the number one clean comedy podcast since there really aren't that many left. Wow.
I mean,
speaking of brahaha.
I'm Sergeant Packard. Welcome to Bachelor Boot Camp. Welcome back to another day of training, cadets. It's time, well, I've heard rumors in the barracks that some of you believe that I didn't have a childhood. And I want to tell you here today that I have had a childhood, and it was a very wonderful childhood with many wonderful holiday memories. Why I remember my Christmas many years ago, I was just a young little pup, much like many of you, but younger, still far wiser than you little nincompoops. My father got for me the gift that I had always wanted ever since I was a wee little tyke. That's right. He got for me my own M1 Abrams tank. It was great. I could go to school in whatever weather. Didn't matter how much snow there was. Didn't matter if I was going uphill, downhill, around the hill, or any kids in the way. I just drove my M1 Abrams tank and got to school. It was great. I got A's on all of my reports. So I had wonderful Christmas holidays. Maybe someday I'll tell you about the Christmas when I got my first M16 rifle. Ah, good memories. Very good memories. Except for my brother, but that's a different story.
He's rather a violent person.
We need violent people beating our cheap bachelors into elite bachelor-ninity. Yeah.
That's ninny bachelors.
Ninny bachelors.
Bachelor-ninity. That's how you describe their essence. It's the essence of bachelor-ninity.
Oh, boy. So if you want to share any ideas, funny stories about anything, respond to anything that we've mentioned in the podcast, whatever, send that to feedback@noodle.mx. Call in to 859-353-4332. And like we said, you can leave a comment on the show notes at theramennoodle.com/61. And by the way, the new theme song is in production, and there are still a couple openings for some instruments that we need. So if you have a way of recording yourself in a high enough quality recording and want to be a part of the new theme, we do have some new parts. Now, I warn you, they are a little bit more advanced parts musically, But I think there are a couple simpler parts too. So what I would do is send you the audio track and you would sing along with it. However you want to imitate the particular instrument is what you would do. And then I will piece all of these things together and we'll have the new theme song for the Ramen Noodle when we launch season 3 of the Ramen Noodle.
What is this that we've been doing?
This is 2 3/4.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I feel cheated.
Well, season 3 is...
You marketers.
It'll be our new 4G podcast.
I hear Verizon is getting this podcast.
Oh, really?
Verizon doesn't sponsor us.
But maybe they should, depending on what they announce on January the 11th, which by the time you hear this podcast, you'll probably know what they've announced, if anything. But also check out the site, noodle.mx, and check out our other podcasts there, the Audacity to Podcast, Are You Just Watching?, and new podcasts that will be joining the network very soon. 2 new podcasts that will be on the network within a couple weeks of the release of this. So if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can follow me at twitter.com/theramennoodle.
Or you can follow me at twitter.com/phlegon, phlegon.
And like I said, also, well, I didn't say this, but check out the email newsletter so you can sign up for that and get that in your box every now and then and hear special things in the background for what's going on with the Noodle Mix Network and also respond to things a little bit easier. It's cool. So remember, next time you feel... let's get this right. Next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you're not the only one.
Find more great clean podcasts like this one at cleancasts.com.
It's time for the Ramen Noodle, episode 61, Eliciting Evil Feedback. What the? What is your problem?
Eliciting evil feedback?
Oops.
Soliciting illegal feedback.